listening to Demericana with Benzi and Will. Grab your glass of wine,
unless you're driving,
and join us for this week's topic.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Benz.
Well, it's kind of not even the New Year anymore. We're about a month in.
Yeah.
So what is something that's really big, really popular during the New Year's? A lot of us know about them. A lot of us do them.
Resolutions.
Resolutions. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of our listeners have probably created some and are really excited. Yeah. Or maybe some have fallen off the horse already. So I know that, Wookie, you tend to have a bit of a negative mindset towards resolutions. What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't like resolutions. I don't think you should have such strict parameters to something. Like, I don't think, and it's okay. I think it's just the negative feeling you get if you break your resolution. Because, you know, like we say, you know, oh, January 1st, everyone's at the gym. And then fast forward to January, who knows, 5th, and that's it. It's like everyone's like, not today, maybe tomorrow. And then, you know, let's say your resolution was, I'm going to go to the gym every day. That's it, you lost. And I feel like some people take that and they feel like, I don't know.
Like they've ruined their whole year.
Yeah.
Because they've already missed a couple days. And I could see that mentality. I mean, I don't want to knock resolutions entirely because it has gotten people up off the couch and has gotten them to do something. And it's not only about going to the gym, but I definitely think that those are those stories that are few and far between. Because we've even made jokes about like New Year, New Me.
Yeah.
And it's almost sarcastic. And it is a little unrealistic. Like, why January 1st? It's still in the middle of the winter season.
Right.
The only thing that's changed is the year that you write. Mm-hmm. There's nothing momentous other than, you know, the new year. New year.
I do believe in a clean slate. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good way to measure. Like, okay, well, it's January 1st. And by, you know, December 31st of this year, I want to have done X, Y, and Z. And so I think that's okay. And I think it should be things that you work up to. I don't think it should be something like, I'm going to do it every day, because it just feels unreasonable.
Yeah, and we all have heard of goals. Like people always say, in order for you to be successful with goals that you set, you have to work your way up to them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you don't become a brand new person when the new year starts. It's not like, oh, it's 11:59 and then it's 12 a.m. and suddenly you have all this willpower that you didn't have before. And I think that that's where people come into issues. And you were saying, like, you feel like a bad person, like you failed. Because I have seen people post it on Facebook as a way of, like, announcing to the world what they're doing. And they're like, I'm only going to eat fruits and vegetables with some protein. And I'm going to cut out all grains of all sorts. I'm not going to drink any soda. I'm going to go to the gym every day. And it's like, well, you weren't doing it yesterday. Yeah,
that's too restrictive. That's too restrictive of diet for me, too.
Period. Like, whether it's the beginning of the year or not.
No. Nope. I will, you know, get off of that really fast if it was me. So I don't tend to box myself in. I don't think I ever have. I never really set New Year's resolutions ever.
So what do you think sets people up for failure? Is it the fact that they don't know themselves, or is it the fact that they have like this idea of what the new year brings, or is it like a little bit of both of it?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I'm not gonna say, okay, I think people know themselves, but they get what you said, like, okay, it was 11:59, now it's midnight, and I am this person that's now capable because it's a new year, so now, you know, new year, new me. But it's like, you know, it goes back to that, like, okay, now I'm gonna run that marathon tomorrow, and it's like, no. You know, you need to work up to it. You need to set goals.
Best athletes have to do that.
Yeah, you have to start somewhere. So I think you should definitely know what you're capable of, mm-hmm. and something that you can build up to, and set goals that are maybe long-term goals instead of something like, I'm going to do every day. I'm going to do this. I'm going to cut out soda. And then, you know, in the next 5 minutes, you're putting soda into, you're mixing it with some vodka or something, you know?
So, like, but no, January 1st, New Year's doesn't really count. January 2nd.
Second, right? Okay.
Unless there's a party because Three Kings Day is coming up. So that's maybe true. January 10th, but then it's
See,
my cousin's
already,
birthday.
Already, you're getting over your resolution. And I think that's, And, you know, with any goal, I think you have to, there's going to be some setbacks, and it doesn't make you a failure. And so I think the connotation of a resolution and jumping ship, maybe, if you want to say, mm-hmm. it already makes you, like, it's looked upon as, oh, you failed it. You can't. And so...
Well, there's been, like, a shift socially where now we are seeing those memes where people are making fun of, mm-hmm. you know. So I feel like it's been to some people's detriment, like... I was saying earlier, what is it that causes people to fall off the wagon? Is it that they set unrealistic goals? Is it that they set a huge expectation on New Year's period? Yes. Or is it that they are getting ridiculed? Because let's be real, if someone who's been in the gym for a year mm-hmm. sees someone else on the treadmill, they're probably going to be very exasperated. And like, oh, here the treadmills are all full again because it's right. January 1st. And that in itself is not even a good attitude to have if someone is trying to go in and change their life. So that already causes some issues.
Right.
But going back to the whole thing about the expectation of New Year's, like, okay, like, for instance, when you think of Christmas, you have like, oh, you know, peppermints yeah. and presents and red and green. And then for New Year's, what do you think about?
It's sparkle.
Like sparkle,
and
shine.
Glitz,
and
yeah.
The best party of the year and just, you know, drinking with your family.
Up all night and you're drinking. And
so...
partying, you know.
We kind of like blow up this New Year's into like this big event. And
yeah.
okay, so Wilkes and I went to a family party for New Year's.
Yep.
And there was this really cute girl. She was young and she was probably like 17 years old.
Yeah.
And she had like on a little blue like sequin mini dress and
yeah.
she looked really cute.
Let's say this is like at a house party, you know, where
like off in the country somewhere.
Yeah, we dressed up but like we kept it, you know, very much to where we were going, like the setting, you know,
yeah.
we didn't wear...
We brought flats
yep.
and stuff. And so I looked at her and right away I was like, she's young, like she's a young girl. And in her mind, and we've all been there, in her mind, New Year's means something.
Yeah.
It is the year where it's just like partying and, you know, glitz
she,
and
she
music.
Embodied New Year's Eve, right? She
yeah.
looked like a confetti maker. Like, it was
yeah.
all sparkle, and she looked so cute, but it was so, like...
It was very apparent that she had
yeah.
an expectation of the party. And I didn't know her, so I didn't converse with her, but I couldn't help but wonder, like, did this live up to the New Year's expectation that
yeah.
she created?
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Just even just in her outfit, the fact that she was so dressed up for this party that it didn't really fit with what we were doing. It was, like, a bunch of little kids, some of the older men outside.
But don't you think that New Year's Eve is so hyped? It's so, as you know, guys, I'm full on reality and junk TV. And so OC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the show,
you know,
from like the early 2000s.
Yeah, California. You know, that song.
California.
Exactly, you know. So there's one episode, and it's probably it's so ironic that it's one of my favorites. But it's like the New Year's Eve episode. And, you know, Marissa and Ryan, and they're, like, having a little argument, and it's New Year's Eve. And so she's at some penthouse, and he's, like, not about it. And then he decides, like, 11:30, no, I'm going to go. And so everything happens, and it's, like, elevator shuts down. So it's, like...
on his way to see her?
Yeah, on his way to see her. So she's at the penthouse. So he's got to run up the stairs, and it's, like, 11:45, 11:59. Oh, my gosh. She's going to be left without a New Year's Eve kiss.
Which is the biggest deal in New Year's. Clearly.
Right? Like, that's how you'll spend the rest of the year if you're alone or something. So finally, it's like everyone's counting down. 10, 9, 5. He opens the door, sees her, and it's like 1, and they kiss, right? And it's just like, oh, my God. I remember in high school, like, oh, that's how I want every single
me.
New Year's Eve to be. And every New Year's Eve after that I didn't have a kiss, I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a terrible person. Like, no one likes me, you know.
No one wants to
I'm
run
gonna
up
spend
elevator.
The whole year alone, you know. And so I think even that in media and even in like social scenes, like New Year's Eve is so hyped. And if you don't live it up, I feel like it's just like, well,
I feel like people
year.
Probably go to these events, and it's not to say that they don't have a good time, but a part of me is always like, is there like this underlying fear that if they're not super over the top
yeah.
excited, that they're somehow failing New Year's or they're acting like a loser.
Right.
Or maybe they're going and they're having a good time and there's still like this feeling of disappointment on the inside because somehow it didn't live up to their expectation.
Yeah.
There's this episode of Sex and the City, or it's actually a scene in the movie Sex and the City where everybody's kind of spending New Year's on their own. And so, you know,
oh, yeah,
Miranda
yeah, know
is by herself because her son is with the dad,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Carrie is broken up with Big, so she's alone too. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, Samantha's with her boyfriend, yeah, and they're having a wonderful little New Year's, and it's so wonderful. But then, you know, Miranda and Carrie, who are alone, they're like, no one should spend New Year's alone. And I was like, that was so endearing that they just are sitting on their couch eating takeout with their best friend watching the ball drop. Yeah. And that's just as good of a New Year's as going to, like, a huge party in Times Square, you know?
Completely.
So, I don't know. I feel like that's part of what has led to some people expecting more from themselves because they've expected so much from the New Year. It's just another day.
Yeah, like, it's a new day on the calendar. You know, nothing... you know, and I don't want to sound like such a...
like a downer.
Yeah, like, it's just something where I just feel like it shouldn't be this thing. Like, it shouldn't be a deadline looming over your head that, oh my God. And maybe, okay, maybe you're that type of person that needs, you know, I need to do it. Like, it's maybe a motivation thing. Like, I said it, and it's what I'm going to do. And good for you if that's your willpower, you know, that's great. But some people... are different, and I just think those people would do better if they set long-term goals.
I think it's really important, and just thinking about, like, my day-to-day, like, I didn't discover this on New Year's Day, because in all honesty, if it's not worth doing it, you know, on August 26th, some random day in the year, then it's not worth doing it January 1st. Like, if you need a date to tell you, then, you know, there's something else behind it. And it's not to discourage people who are, like, putting it there, but it's just something to think about. But I know, for instance, that I have sometimes a tardiness issue or a timeliness issue. So I have to set my life up in such a way that I can make up for that because I know that I have an issue with it. So that means that I have my makeup bag in my car so I can do it while the car's heating up. You know, I have to keep my earrings in the same place. I have to keep my shoes in the same place. Because if I just, or even like I have to put gas on my way home from work, not expect myself to wake up early enough to go do it in the morning, because you have to know yourself. So I feel like that lends itself to more success. DJ Khaled, more success. These are the keys to more success. Know yourself. You have to know where you are prone to falling off and set up something from the beginning that you know is going to help you in case it happens or to prevent it from happening, you know, to begin with.
Yeah. I know you said something really interesting, you know, in one of our other talks where you do, instead of a resolution, you do like a word.
Yes, and several of the people that are really close to me and myself have done this for a couple of years, and it was a way of kind of avoiding this restrictive thing because people change, your lifestyle changes. Some people can say, I'm going to lose, you know, 40 pounds, and then they get pregnant, so no longer does that resolution work. But we started doing, rather than a resolution, we started choosing a word for the year. And it's actually kind of like a way of letting that word guide you in any interaction you're in, when you're making major decisions. Like last year, a friend of mine, a wonderful friend of mine, she chose the word brave. And she tends to worry, like I worry a lot as well. And we went to Tennessee, and we did not want to get on these horses. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to be brave. And I was like, let's do it. And we got on those horses, and it was scary, of course, but it's a moment that you're not going to regret because you did it. You were on a horse on a mountain. And so, for instance, my word this year is risk. Take a risk. Me and Wilkes took a risk doing this podcast for you guys. Yeah. Do you have a word that you think would embody what you're trying to do this year?
I think my word would be accountability.
Okay.
I think in previous projects, I've kind of started them and, you know, maybe I didn't tell enough people about it. And so I was just like, well, okay, if it fell off, then...
there's no embarrassment.
Yeah. And so I just think I want to be more accountable. Like with this podcast, like I definitely want to, you know, make it work. And I think this will be fun. And now I'm accountable to you. I'm accountable to our listeners. And so... that would be my word.
You said something interesting. You said that you didn't tell a lot of people. Is it just because you were afraid that maybe you would fall off the wagon and you didn't want to go through it? Or what exactly was it? Like, is that why you didn't tell a lot of people?
Well, I don't... well, it was... I'll tell you. It was a blog. Mm-hmm. I started, like, a wedding planning blog since after getting married, I'm, like, having serious... planning withdrawal. And so I just thought, well, I started this blog and I kind of wanted to stay little. And so I didn't know anyone else at the time planning a wedding, so it was kind of like, well, let me see how good I can get, you know, on my own, right, mm-hmm. without having, like, all my family check and give my page hits or something. So it was kind of like that. And so when I realized, well, I don't have anybody texting me and asking me, when's your new post going up? And I didn't feel like I had to say, oh, you know, oh, my gosh, I don't have any new content. It kind of was just like, well, no one misses it.
Like, you didn't have anyone expecting anything of you. Right. You didn't have anyone to answer to.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, all right, and I let it go. Which I'm very disappointed in, and, you know, I'm very upset about it, so.
But it is one of those things where you learn from, because had that not happened, you would not have known that accountability is the word that you want to work for this year, you know. So, I think that's awesome. Accountability and risk, in this case, for the podcast is going to work out great.
Oh, completely.
So, I think that's really cool. So we were talking earlier how, like, January 1st is such an arbitrary date and we've put parameters on ourselves, but a goal without a deadline is just like a dream.
That's true.
So what should, like, what kind of alternatives, like, should we go off of January 1st? Should you set yourself up for that? Or is there something like a birthday, like maybe?
Yeah, I think birthdays are way, you know, they're more personal. Yeah. It's like, where was I this time last year? And it's like a year of growth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good way. Like, you know, this year I want to do this. And you have that kind of.
Yeah, I feel like that's actually, I don't understand. I mean, I'm sure some people do it. But we go off of the new year because it's just something someone started who knows how long ago. And now we've all kind of followed suit. But that would be awesome, like, if someone says, okay, my birthday's on such day, and on this day I turn this old, and by this time next year, you know, mm-hmm. I want to know the growth and the changes that I've made, and or I'm going to keep a journal and mark all of the things that I've done. And mm-hmm. it's, like Wilk said, it's so much more personal because it has to do with you.
Yeah.
And it's not like no one's expecting you to come off or fall off the wagon, because I feel like every time that we hear about a resolution, you want to be happy for the person. But there's a part of you that's
like, I hope they stick through.
Yeah. But when it's your birthday, it's almost like, okay, well, this is kind of novel. No one's really like doing this with you. This is all you. And you can reflect, right?
You reflect mm-hmm. in your growth, and now you're a year older, and mm-hmm. now you can say, well, okay, I did what I was going to do, and now. And I think the goals you'll set will be more mature, right? It won't be everyone's go-to, I want to be at the gym every day. It'd be more tailored to how you said your lifestyle. And
because of your age or so forth.
Yeah, and I think those are more personal. I tend to lean to those way more than resolutions on the new year.
Okay. You know. Like, I know that a lot of times, like, me being in my late 30s, I'm late 20s, I'm not in my 30s.
No, you're not.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so me being in my late 20s, a lot of people are like, well, do you have a 30 before 30? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And it's just 30 things you want to do, and they can be big, like, they can be small.
Okay, so like a mini bucket list.
Like a mini bucket list. That's awesome. That's a great way of seeing it. And it's just like, you can put, like, I want to go on a hot air balloon ride. Or I want to learn how to make a full meal, appetizer, you know, entree, dessert, you know, within an hour or something like that. You know, those little things that mean something to you, and you give yourself how many every years you have. And if mm-hmm. you have plenty of years, you can say, I'm going to go to Europe. If you have only several months, you can say, I'm going to run a 5K. Like, little things that you can set yourself up for. So that would be something really cool. And that's like a really revolutionary way of, like, taking the New Year's resolution idea, which works for mm-hmm. a lot of people, and editing it so that it works for you. So I think that's pretty cool.
And it takes the pressure off, right?
Like, no one's looking at you, you know, like.
Which kind of contradicts the accountability, right?
No, but with accountability, you have to be careful, because you can't just, not everybody deserves to know everything that's going on in
that's
your life.
That's true.
So you have to be accountable to someone who, A, you know is going to actually hold you accountable to it, and B is not going to, because I feel like a lot of times people post things on Facebook and it's like, okay, you don't know who's reading this, you don't know who's rooting for your failures,
right?
So you have to find someone who's going to root for your success and who's going to be like, oh, hey, you know, I love you and I've earned the right to say these things to you, and you're not doing what you said you're going to do, so let's get on it, come on, I'm going to shoulder up against you and we're going to do this together, you know? So that's, I feel like, accountability.
Yeah.
Personally, that's how I would look at accountability. Like, accountable to those who you know are going to hold you to it.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, you were saying, like, it takes the pressure off.
It does take the pressure off, and it's not this, like, you know, oh my God, I'm so terrible, I'm awful, I'm a failure. If you...
Or it's March, everybody fell off the wagon, yeah, as well.
And now you're like, well, if they did, then I did too. You know, no, I just think a birthday is such a much more, you know, we said it already, but like personal, you know, it's your year.
And you can be, well, the only reason I say this is, I'm not sure if anyone has heard of something called, well, have you heard of something called a June year's resolution? A junior's resolution is like the 6 month of the year, so you're halfway through the year, and this is typically, you know, when a lot of people have either forgotten what they were even doing for that year.
Or but they're like, oh no, I have 6 months to get it done. I have
6 months to lose 100 pounds. And so, like, it's kind of a way to either notice how your life has changed, or kind of like recalibrate and say, okay, that's not going to work anymore because this unexpected thing happened. Yeah. But even if you're choosing to do it January 1st, which if you're doing it, then all power to you. I hope all of you succeed. Or if you're like, sure, hey, you know what? Let me do my birthday. Finding like a midway point to kind of say, like, does this still work for me? Mm-hmm. Is this still something that's feasible, reasonable? How should I adjust it? Like, have grace for yourself. And don't beat yourself up about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And just know yourself.
Know yourself.
Know what you're capable of. You know? And maybe, okay, maybe you want to push yourself to beyond what you're capable. But even then, I think you should work up to it. Like,
don't limit yourself at all. Like, you have the capability of doing it. Oh,
completely.
But knowing yourself, it does not mean limiting yourself. Knowing yourself means knowing where those missteps could occur and finding a way around
it. And knowing what it takes to get, like, you know, marathoners, they don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to run 26.2 miles today.
0.2 miles.
You know, that 0.2. But, you know, they start at maybe half a mile. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to run a mile. Mm-hmm. And so they work their way up to it. And it's one of those things that even the most daunting, you know, goal would be, it'll become achievable because it's like something you work up to. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that you have to say, no, I'm going to run 26 miles every day, because that's my resolution. No.
You're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, like that is too much. Like, set goals that you can work up to, that are possible, right? That's not going to make you feel so bad about yourself if you skip a day.
Yeah, if you skip a day, then know that you have to go a little harder the next one and give yourself some grace, mm-hmm, and say, you know what, this doesn't mean that my whole week or month is ruined. It just means I made one little misstep and I'm picking it right back up tomorrow.
Right.
And that's where I feel like a lot of people fall off the wagon, because they're like, that's it. That's the end of that. Nope.
That's just it. I failed, so now I don't have to do it for the rest of the, you know.
No, until next January. Yeah. No. So I feel like we've learned a couple of things. I feel like if we had any moments where we're like, duh, we should have been doing this all along, is A, you have to know yourself so that you can prevent the things that have, you know, knocked you down in the past from knocking you down again.
Yeah.
And B, I really like the idea of, like, rather than a New Year's resolution, doing like a birthday resolution.
I like that too.
Yeah, like revolutionizing what we look at as resolutions and how we operate in them. So thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope that we have jogged your brains and you guys are thinking about your own resolutions and having these kinds of conversations with your friends and family members. So if you would please follow us on Twitter at DuhAmericana, that's DuhAmericana. You can also email us suggestions or questions
at DuhAmericanaPodcast@gmail.com.
We're going to have some other social media sites for you, and those are coming once they're ready for you. And thank you again so much. We are here next week, and don't forget to tune in and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode.
Bye.
Bye.